today we'll be Bez Hashem getting to Ice Base Perek Aleph, which is still a continuation of the first paragraph that we read in the Rambam. First I just wanted to be Moisef, we didn't have time at the end of last shir, so I just want to be Moisef about what we saw at the last week. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said that we have to learn from the mashal to the nimshal, and afterwards from the nimshal to the mashal, right? Which was first we learn from the mashal, who's the man below, right? From that we learn about the nimshal, and then we learn from the nimshal back down to man. So he made a point, he started off with the idea that we feel inside of us the midah v'atava, we feel inside of us like this midah of doing good, people want to do good, and we're more neiter to good than to bad, and that gives us an indication that up above, right, that's the makar of our hatava, the makar of our goodness is flowing from the toiv ha'elyon, the absolute good above. Then he added to that we find in ourselves a kayach of bechira, right? We find ourselves a kayach of bechira. So that shows us the chayfish hamuchlat shalomala, the absolute independence that kibiyachla kishbaruch could be is roitze and does what he wants. And al bechira flows forth from that bechira elyona of the Rabbi Shalom, from Kadosh Baruch Hu's free will, so to speak, free choice. So on that, and then eventually he brings it back down below, which is that we have to understand that the Nefesh has many different kaychas, right? This is really getting back to the depths of what the Rambam, why he starts off the first parak of Shemayna Prokim with the idea that the soul is one, made up of five different parts, but it's still one. What's so crucial about that? So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said that we have to be very careful. If we would see ourselves as made up of different kaychas and not just that there's one soul, but that there's a bunch of different souls in us, so chas v'shalom, we would attribute such a thing to the Rebbeinu Shalom as well. That would cause us to reflect on the idea and understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu also is kiviyachol made up of different parts, and that he's Hashem Echad. And that's really where I mentioned, right, that the whole concept of Avodah mythology and Avodah Zarah they had this idea where they attributed multitude of gods, that there's a multitude of gods based on the fact that they saw in the Bria, they saw in themselves many different koiches, and therefore that automatically caused them to think that must be the way it is in the spiritual world as well, that or God or gods, whatever, that there's many different kaychas. Now, the truth is, so first of all, okay, I didn't prepare, as I said, I don't prepare, so I should have prepared. I don't remember where the, maybe, let's see if I can find. Two volumes, unless I marked it off. There's a famous tshuva of the Rivash that he speaks about Kabbalah. I'm just checking, like, if maybe it's like something that's marked off, but in my volume somewhere. No. I don't think I would remember this. Okay, so there's a famous truth of the Rivash. No, I didn't mark it. Where in it, he speaks about Kabbalah, and he expresses his dissatisfaction, you know, with the whole concept of the ten spheres, and because he says it's a problem of, you know, of there's a pgam in the unity of Hashem. Because you understand that there's chesed and there's gvura, like as if there's different koiches. Okay, fine, you say Hashem is echad, but at the end of the day, it's like, what's the difference between that and Trinity of the Christians? That like it's made up of three different parts. That like there's a I think if I remember correctly, he actually that mentions it or is asked that whatever it is, and he actually describes a conversation he had with a mekubal, which he respected. It was clear from the tshuva. It's chava. I feel bad that I don't have the tshuva here.
No index.
It'll be nice to see, huh? Yeah.
No,
I don't know how good the indexes are for this. Yeah, I don't think they have index. If I could go through the whole. One second. It's not going to happen so easily. Okay. Anyway, it's clear he's not denying from what I remember, it was clearly he does not deny the validity of Kabbalah, Chas v'Shalom. But he's saying, you have to know, the people that are dealing with this have to know what they're talking about, because otherwise it's a very fine line, it's very adin, very fine line of making a toast mamish in this concept. But what the real concept is, and that's the ikkar of what I want to just mention over here, is without getting into too much, I'll bring it up from another point. The lashon of the Sefer Yetzirah is that there's esses spheres she'ein lehem sof. In a certain sense, that's a contradiction in terms, because esospheres is l'chayra multitude. It's l'chayra an inyan of separation, and ein lehem sof is boundless. It's infinite, and infinite and separation are really two opposite concepts. So Sefer Yetzirah is really, I know we're talking a little bit a little bit up in the air, but ultimately there's like a little bit of a contradiction in terms. It's like almost a tarti desasri that these words esosfirsa she'ein lehem sof, something is fragmented or parts, like we said, you know, the Ramban brings down that something that's a bar hakava is made up of many different parts, always automatically comes to an end. That's misa. There has to be misa to anything that's a bar hakava, because eventually those parts have to come apart. That's what he says. So if you say that Kivei Yochel or Rabbanu Shlomo is made up of Eser Sefiros, well, Chas V'Shalom, there should be a Seif to that, and of course there's not. That's what the Seif Yisir is coming to say. Eser Sefiros Ein Lehem Sof.
That's why the whole world is going to come apart?
I guess you could say in a certain sense it's going to come to a Chad Chorov to bring in a new Metzias, a higher Metzias. But, what the idea is, without getting into too much, but we understand that the concept of Esa Spheres that Kivei Yochel make up what we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or use a better lashon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Esa Spheres, is not in any way coming to deny his oneness. And of course, by him, it's those ten are a pure oneness that's totally indistinguishable, one sphere from the next. It's just that we down here see how there's like 10 different keiches that we receive, so to say, from him. Okay? So the same thing, I just like a mashal of Mara Dava Doime, yeah? Strand of DNA, yeah? A strand of DNA includes in it an entire person. But it includes it in the like the codes, so to say, inside a person, but it's in like a certain oneness, right? If you took a strand of DNA and looked at it under a microscope, you wouldn't see a little person there, right? It's in a fashion of oneness. It's an even of oneness. Just a little bit of a mashal to bring out this idea. So, but that's, and really, with mankind, we would also be able to use the person as a mashal to this, because we would say, look at yourself, you have different kaychas, but you're still one person. But there were people, and there are people maybe still today, there are, that look at man as not necessarily a real oneness. Now, obviously our oneness is nothing compared to the oneness of Hashem, that's a davar pashut, right? But they look at themselves, or they look at me, and they feel that there's so many different things going on in the person. It's like a battle between different souls. Yeah, okay. I knew that was going to be asked. I don't want to get Yitzhar and Yitzhak to understand it. Real, according to the Rizal, is a little bit complicated, so I can't really get into it. There's different things to talk about in that sugya.
What about Chochma and Bina?
Okay, so all these things are different aspects of a oneness, and that's the important thing to understand here, and I'll explain to you why it's so important. I wanted to bring it through the Chavis HaLevavos and Shara Bechina. The Chavis HaLevavos is an amazing, amazing idea. I find it amazing. I think it's a very chashuv idea. Shar Bechina Perek Aleph. The Chavis HaLevavos says like this. Bechina, Shar Bechina is how to be Bechin, how to see things, how to pick things up, how to see things from the Rabbi Shalom's greatness. So he says like this. Mahusa Bechina. The mahus of bechina, of studying, so to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hitbonen besimane chochmas. Here, you take that on the side. He hitbonen besimane chochmas habore bebruim. Is the contemplating, right, being misbinded into, thinking about the simonim of the chochmas habore bebruim. In the creations, in man. You look at man, you see, right, the Simani Chochma in man. V'sha'aram b'nefesh. And how you understand them, how they're estimated, measured, whatever, in the nefesh. Kefi koyach hakaras ha-mavchin. According to the koyach of the one that's doing the havchana, you, the observer, right, according to the observer's understanding. Ki ha-chochma, and he explains. Ki ha-chochma. According to the akara of the mavchin, that's I think the way to read this over here. No. Then he says ki achochma ve'im simanei nechlokim. He says because the chochma, even though its simanim are divisible, are nechlokim, chochma divides up bibruim in the creations. He be yisoido v'yikara achas. But in its yisoid, in the ikar of Chochma, it's one. See what the Chavis HaLevavos says? Chochma, be'etzem, you observe many, many different aspects and different things of Chochma. But be yisoid ha-Chochma, be'ikar ha-Chochma, Chochma is a oneness. Kashemesh, like the sun, asher hi achas be'yikara, that it is one in its ikur ba'atma and in its essence. Or mischalkes maris nitzatzeh b'shamoshes hanasas minazchuches. But it fragments off. Of, actually, what's the word?
Refracts.
Right. Is that the word? Yeah.
When light goes through a prism.
Yeah, it goes through a prism. Right. When it goes through a prism. Right. When it goes through the shamoshes. Right. Hanasas minazchuches. It's a prism, so you see that the light fractures off into a diffracts, right? Into, I don't remember the Lashon, but into many different colors, right? Fihishtanus, I'm sorry, Halavon, you have white, Shachar and the black, Va'odoim and the red, Vayark and green, Umishtana Oira, Kefihishtanus Tivias Chuches. And you also find that the light changes based on the color of the glass that it's going through. Ukimayim, or like water, another mushal. Shemashkin mena pardis, that you irrigate a vineyard with, or a field. Sheprochav shoinim zemize, its flowers are different one from another. Bimara, in appearance. Shem niram aleim, bimareim. Right? Al kain, therefore he says, hezboinin bebrios habori miktanav ad gdoilam. If you're mezboinin, if you contemplate in the brios of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the small v'ad gdoilam to the big, v'siyashev benela mimcha, and you think about what's hidden from you, what you don't see. Think deep into the thing, yeah? Timtze'em kasher sipati l'cho bez Hashem. You're going to find them like I'm telling you. U'mepnei she'em mischalkim bebruim. And since they're divided up by the creations, yeah? Hischayavnu lizboinin v'lachshev b'hem. We are obligated to be mizboinin and to think into them. Until that inyan becomes settled in our nefesh, it'll rest in our minds and our ideas. Now, adkan, that's like a break here. But what would be if the simanim of chachma were just in one way? It was all one color, one type of flower. Everything was always one in one way. What would happen then? Loi haya inyana mistapekes alechad mehem. Then its inyan wouldn't be mistapekes on one of them. It wouldn't. So he's going to explain here. Vaya maskil vaksil shove bakarosom. Then the maskil, the intelligent one, and the fool would be equal in their hakara of the chachma. It wouldn't now be any distinction in levels of his boniness of havana, of understanding. V'ha'ilabaze. He explains now why. What causes this? Shahadovar shu'ose maise echa todir. Because something that does the same thing all the time. Same thing all the time. Meire. Shemaseyu ena liritzeine. He shows that its action is not due to his will, because if you're doing the same thing over and over, there's no ruts in it. You're an automated system. You're just a machine. Achu oisei b'tivo. You're just doing what's in the teva. That's the teva. That's the person's teva. That's the thing's teva. So it's doing what it's programmed to do. What's mutba boy? Shehutba olav bilvad. That's all it's doing. It's just what it's programmed to do. V'yeshlo machriach shemachriach alamaisa. So it's being forced to do that ma'isa, because that's all it can do. Ala ma'isa hu ve'en lo yecholus l'shanis mino, and it has no ability to change from it. Ke'esh asher koicha hasreifa b'vav, like fire. The only thing fire can do is burn. Uchemayim, water asher hem makarim b'tivam b'vav. The only thing they do is cool things. That's the teva of mayim. It's a coolant. But the one who does with chefetz, with a desire, with a will, so you're going to see from that person or that thing different changing actions that change based on different times, based on changing times. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants his actions. What he does out of his own ruts and out of his own chayfetz. Ve'inenu muchruch, and he's not compelled to it, he's not forced into it. Ve'lo tzarech, ve'lo mutba, and he doesn't need to do that thing, and he's not programmed to do something specific. Asa dvara mishtanim zemizeh. So he did things that are changing from each other. Kfi shemechayeves chachmasi b'chaleis, according to what his chachma is mechayev at all times. Now it should be this, now it should be that. Kedeshe yore hishtanusa malachdusai. Unbelievable idea. So that their changing is moira on his achdus. Punk fakert from what a person may think without thinking as deeply as the Chavis HaLevavos. They looked at the Bria, they see Sheen changing things. He's like this now, he's like this then. This is the Chari that shows on many. No, Adirabba. The Hishtanus shows of the Achdus of the Rabbi Shalom. Val Cheftsoi Bepoloi. And on his Chefetz in the Poel. Because, Kama Shekosev, Kol Asher Chofetz Hashem Osev Hashemayim Vaoretz, Velekim Yodea. So he says, "V'alakim yodea, God knows. In bavur loya yukol abruyas b'dmos echad, the tmun achas. V'adin nois in bavur zeh hishtanu simon eachoch mebruim v'chachmos yizborach nelma mehasig." So this is a yisoid. The ikar over here, what I want to take out from the Chavis Lavos is like this: if there was a one, if everything was one all the time, was the same, everything happened the same way, and everything looked the same. So then there would not be nicker the Bechira HaElyon of the Rabbi Yishalayim. You wouldn't see the Bechira HaElyon of the Rabbi Yishalayim. So the fact that there's different things, different changing matzavim, and different hanhagas, and different spheres, is all a gilui of the Achdus of the Rabbi Yishalayim b'Bechira, and his Bechira. If, right, if he was programmed to do something, yeah, if we understood that God is limited and he could only act in one way, no. So then it would be like the mythologists say, I see different things. Now it's raining, now it's sunny. Okay, there's more than one God. There's the God of sun and there's God of rain and whatever. And they battle it out and one wins at this time and one wins at that time. But no, we know that God is limitless. We know that he's infinite. So the fact that we see all these different things is a gilui to his bechira. So the same thing with a person. If you understood that within yourself there's numerous nefashas, what would that mean? It would mean that you are nothing more than programmed. It means that you can't have no bechira. If you understand that the nefesh is made up of different parts, yeah, let's say nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida, and the nefesh is built and it also divides up into different parts. So you have a machlokes going on between your nefesh and ruach. You have a machlokes going on, let's say, between your chachma and your bina, or between your chesed and your gvura. You have different things going on. So based on what you're responding to, person has a matzav, he has to make a decision. You're programmed that in this case, this speaks to you more dearly, and that koyach is going to be mezgaber on the other koyach. But we would be able to mathematically at some point kind of work out what you have to, what's going to win out in every situation. Because we are able to measure it at some point. So you're just a programmed robot. That's what it would mean. That's what it would mean if there's different nefashas. But no, the Rambam tells us here at the beginning of the Sefer that there's one nefesh. And that means that you have Bechira. The fact that you have one nefesh is moire. It shows us that you have bechira and that there's different koyaches pulling within you, and it's up to you, and you have that koyach to be boicher, to choose. The same way the Chavis Halavava says that the hishtanos hatvah, the different types of teva that you see coming out from the Rabbi Shalom Kiviyachol, is a sign of his oneness and his bechira. If you were spying into it, we'll learn the Chavis HaLevavos this week, and he says there's a very, very rich soil here for his bainus, for thinking about it. But Be'etzem, that's what his opening paragraph to Shmoyne Prokom to Rambam is basically giving us the Havana, the glimpse, Ba'oimik HaDvarim, that your one nefesh means that you have Bechira. That's what it comes down to. And if you don't understand that, then you're going to have a problem. Then you're running into a losing battle automatically.
Why can't the different koyaches be battling it out, even if it's the sort of it is one?
If they are, but then you don't have bechira.
No, I'm saying no. Why can't even if the nefesh is one, but being that there are, it's mischalik to different koyaches. The way I said, it's koyaches within the nefesh.
Right, why is it that but it's all part of a oneness. It's all part of a oneness. So that oneness is choosing which one of these kaiches is going to now become dominant in this decision, in this matzav.
Why is that?
Yeah, because if all these different kaiches are all part of a oneness, so what's making this aspect win over this aspect?
Can't be the same chesed you made if it was different. If it was different in the pashas, since there'd be a sod one.
If you took your hand, the chesed, I don't know, yeah, and you're smashing your hand against the other hand, you know, like smashing your hand against the, I don't know, whatever. So the only thing that's making one misgabra of the other is your oneness. Why is one thing overpowering the other? It's the oneness within you that's saying, okay, put forth the right foot now, not the left foot, you know, whatever. Right? Just, you know, think about it. Okay, let's, that's really what I wanted to just finish off from last shiur. It was very important, just there was no time to do it. So now we'll see Ice Base. So again, just to make sure you look at that, that's Shar Bechina. Shabbatina is Aleph, Perak Aleph. Yeah. Okay, Ice Bays. Of the MS, you know, do you mind closing the door? Of the MS, Hatos shall have Frodois Benefesh. The toes of splintering off, a fragmentation in the nefesh. Bo mitoy chatos hayoyser makifa v'kaileles comes from a larger mistake that encompasses more. That's all inclusive. Ki kol haniskov sheshoyef imelov, that anything niskov, anything great that you yearn for, that you're aiming for. That's the mistake. That anything niskov that you can yearn for, that you can be shoyef for, is all within the universe. Within the universe. Within existence. Within physical existence. And that you could find everything within the universe. And you don't need to come on to, you don't need what's before the Avaya, Ula Koyach Netzach and Itzachim, and to the Koyach of the Everlasting One, the Rabbi Yishalim, right? Which is really the motor, the battery of science, of the scientific world. Okay, I'm not saying, you know, now there's a debate within the scientific world always. Also, science now proving that there's really a God or not? But what got science off the ground all the years was the idea that I don't want to explain that such and such happens because there's a God in the world. You know, everything, you know, there's bad weather, God's angry. There's good weather, God's happy. Whatever happens, they didn't like that. So they started to explore how to explain things derech hateva, how to explain that it's all natural. So science presumes that I can explain everything within nature and I don't have to come onto the hand of God. Right? Now you can explain a lot within nature. And obviously the Baruch Hashem's plan is he wants us to be megala all those things within the world, within Teva, within the Havaya. But the premise is wrong. There's somebody behind that, yeah? For example, Let's say, which there's no reason to accept it, it's just a theory, the Big Bang Theory, right? There was one big pitzutz, one big explosion, and everything came out of it. Okay, fine. Let's say that's correct. Does that make sense? Like, why did that bang happen? Who caused that bang to happen? Right? I don't know. Just happened. Right? So we would say, okay, fine. I can accept the Big Bang Theory. I know that there's someone that made that bang, right? That's what Haaretz Oysis Toyo Vavoyo was, that, you know, that was the way the Rebbeinu Shem brought it in. The way the Rebbeinu, Al-Pi Kabbalah, it says, right, that he first brought what's called Kiviyot, the sphere of Keser. And then from that, that's still nothing. And then from that, he brought an initial point, which is called Chachma, which we saw from the Chayvus HaLevavos, is an undifferentiated oneness. Or what they call, the Rambam called Koyach HaHiyuli, the primitive force which had no tzura to it. It didn't have different forms. It was just a oneness, right? It was just the same thing. It looked like that. And then from that, he made different things. So I would say that Big Bang is that Chachma, you know, breaking forth into the whole Ma'aseh Bereishis or whatever it is. Yeah? Which the it took 7 days till it all, or 6 days, whatever, till it all fleshed out. But it doesn't matter. The point is that they are that the toast that a person has, the toast many people have, is that you can explain everything within the Havaya, within the universe.
That's why they keep on getting stuck.
Huh?
That's why they keep on getting stuck.
Yeah, the ultimate thing they're always trying to find is right, the unified theory that's going to explain everything, right? and that they never have gotten to. And they won't get to until they realize Bereishis Bara Elokim. But okay, so now v'she'efshir, and the Tos, right, also believes she'efshir l'malos gam sipuki ha'nefesh b'masha b'havaya atzma. They think that it's possible to reach satisfaction of the nefesh with just what's v'ka'amu l'malo, and like was said above, she'mikan yotza tosh al avodah zarah. From here also went forth the mistake of Avodah Zarah. L'adam is hevel, to mistakenly and ridiculously imagine sheyeshnam koyches nelovim atzmiim shebehavaya, that there are different concealed koyches that are be'etzem in the havaya, okay, bebalichayim in animals, v'tzaymchim in plant life, v'doymim in inanimate life, inanimate, not life, libatel aleihem, and to become bottle to them. So you have the idea of perud in the nefesh, of there being many different nefashas, he says, stems forth from a deeper tos, which is more inclusive, which is that everything that I can yearn for, and in order for me as a person to reach satisfaction, I can get that completely from what's with inside the world, what's with inside the Havaya, what's with inside the universe. That's enough for me. I don't need more than that. Don't need God. I have what I need within the Havaya. Umipnei, and he explains, Mipnei, Shidimu Limtsoi Kolo Oishirak Bahavaya Atzma, because they imagine to find all the fortune only in the universe, only in the existence, lo yochlu liyatzayir, they were not able to picture, ki hanefesh hinefesh elokis, that the soul of the person is a godly soul. Umemela af hamusagim shelahem, and memela, even their concepts, hayoser adinim, even their most fine conceptualization, bechinas hanefesh, in the bechina of a nefesh, of the nefesh, hayuach hipardios, is also just still fragmentation. It's just still separation. Keshem shavaya mitzad atzmo nifredes. The same way the havaya mitzad its etzem is nifredes. It's a bar perud. It's a thing that's of separation. Valken kidei la. So again. If you think that all of everything you need is here within the universe, now we know the universe is filled with perud, it's filled with different things that don't seem to have any connection. Inside themselves, they don't have any connection one thing to the next. And inside the physical world, there's no connection between the different parts. So if you take the Arabi Yesodis, right? There's no inherent connection between Eish and Mayim. So if you feel that your whole sipa comes from the Havaya, so that also causes you to be mitzayir that your nefesh also is a bar perud, is also something that's made up of different parts. Your different parts of nefesh, your different nefashis are nene from different parts of the bria. In other words, the vart is that your whole concept, your whole your musagim are built. Right? You can a person thinks, a person is masig, a person gets havana only based on a certain backdrop, based on a certain reka, a certain backdrop of how, where his concepts are built off of. Right? Our concepts are built off of what we see, what we live. If we see that everything we need is based on this universe, so we, our nefesh, is also similar to the universe then. We automatically will project that our nefesh is also actually a bunch of nefashas, the same way the universe is a bunch of different nefashas. It's stars and water and different things. Ve'al kein, and therefore, kidei lakor hashoyrish pari rosh v'lan halazeh, in order to remove this source of avodah zarah, reishis hadvarim, the first thing yesh lamed al emes, the first thing necessary is to be Aymed al Emes, ki nefesh ha'adam yi'achas. That the nefesh of the person is one. V'chihi mimim roimim nishmas shakei tevinam. And it's coming from above, from the soul of the Rabbi Yisrael Kivei Yochol, which is the soul of the universe, which is the Rabbi Yisrael. It's all our nefesh, is an extension Kivei Yochol from the neshama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lihi yois Kigam hafilosofim, and being that the philosophers also kechol philosophia shalem, like all their philosophy, v'tisasam l'nisgavos, and their flight to lofty things, lofty ideas, lo yochlu l'shachar atzma mimizgiri havaya, are not able to free themselves up from the binds of the universe. V'alkein dimu, therefore they imagined Shigam nefesh ha'odah min havaya, that their nefesh also was from the havaya. Where's their nefesh come from? If your whole conceptual basis is the havaya, it can't come from somewhere else. It has to come also from the havaya. As your nefesh also came from there.
What does he mean? Kechol philosophy shalem. Lamrot. What does he mean?
Being that the philosophers, like all their philosophy and their whole, like they're trying to philosophize things, they're never able to be they're never able to free themselves up.
No,
he's saying that even with their tisa to nisgavos, even in their tisa, even though they're never able to free themselves up from this, from the binds of the havaya.
It means even then they had a Kabbalah to the
right.
They couldn't think.
So therefore they imagined that the nefesh is also part of the havaya. If the nefesh is part of havaya, so it's a bar perid, the same way the havaya is a bar perid. Because by them everything is fragmented, everything is separate. Ubal yuchlu listakel bakeshes shel malo ha'achdus amitis. And therefore they couldn't see in the, so to say, rainbow.
You skipped the line, huh?
I did. Tema? I'm sorry. Ain't tema. So there's no wonder. Nefesh chamor v'nefesh nesher l'nefesh adam. If they equate, and they equate the nefesh of a donkey and the nefesh of an eagle to the nefesh of a man, right? You have a lot of those liberals today too. Right?
Some people not so different, Doc.
Huh? Right.
Maybe that's why they got mixed up.
There's no difference. Ki etzlam hakol nifra, because by them, it's all just a bar peirud. You understand? But if we understand the way we understand that our nefesh is an extension of the nefesh elokis, nefesh elokis, certainly, then we have something very very strong, something very very essentially different than the nefesh of the chamor. Right. It's true, the nefesh of the chamor has also everything. Atam chayis kulam. Everything has a certain aspect of a lakus, giving it life. But we have a neshama. Neshama is kibiyachon neshimas piv. The Rebbe Yisrael, like the nefesh of Chaim says. So there's nothing to equate the two. They can't be equated. Our neshama is one. It's a oneness. It's a oneness that's coming from the oneness of the Ribbono Shel Olam.
But the chamorim and all this with the animals, it's not like that. It's not. It's also coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it's from the nefesh. But it's not chelal kelerki. What's it?
It's right. It's not. It's not. It's not the same. It's not the same darg of it. It's like a. It's like a. It's like a nitzah. It's a fractured off nitzah. It's of kibayochel of a lakus.
It's not bedmus.
But it's not. Yeah. It's also there's more to speak about this also. You know. This gets into a lot. This gets into a lot of this whole shir of its own, but. Basically, there's like that Rizal says that even when it says "Va'atam Mechayas Kulam," it's not that the vote that the nefer that the nitzis at loki actually goes inside of the thing. It's not that it goes inside, let's say, of avodah zarah or inside of the animal, right? Which is not a davar shebekdusha. So it's makif, he says. It hovers over them, so to say, and gives chiyus to it from outside, but it's not actually part of it. It's not actually inside of it. And that's l'chayra, that there's like a little bit of contradictions to this, and the Baal HaTanya explains as an answer for it, that which is al pi d'Arizal, really it's from different places in d'Arizal, but that there is like an aspect that's inside also, but that aspect is so to say in galus. Like they're saying, it's like a b'chin of galus. When that aspect is inside, that nitzas eloki is inside of avodah zarah, for example. So you can't refer to that nitzatz eloki as, you can't say there's God over here in that avodah zarah chas v'shalom, or into the table. You can't say there's a God in the table. There's God, Hashem's in the table, because as long as it's in there, it's so to say it's in galus. It is the table, or it is avodah zarah. Okay, it's a bechina of galus. But yes, that's why it's called Elohim Acherim, because he says it's coming from the achorayim of Elohim, from the back, so to say, of kedusha, which is not a ha'aras panim. It's like something that's coming through from the back, so to say, and going in. But right now, it's in the bechin of galus. As long as it's a bechin of galus, it's not. You can't relate to it. It's off limits for you. You can't relate to it as God. It's not God for us. For all intents and purposes, it's not God. And that's why the Arizal says it's just makif. It's just like, so to say, outside of it, because that we can observe. We can observe. Atam mechayis kulam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is bringing shefa into everything, giving kriyas into everything. But the receiving factor that's inside, that for us is just avodah zarah, or just the table, or just whatever it is, chumrius, whatever we're speaking about. This is in a nutshell. This is like a big one or two shiurim in its own right to properly understand. So anyway, but again, getting back to what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says over here. So he says this holds back. This prevents the philosophers, really he means the scientists of today, yeah. It prevents the scientists and the philosophers from understanding the oneness of the nefesh, and then because they're not able, by them, everything is paired. Right? I think right, he's using that rainbow, same idea like what, right? The rainbow has many different colors, but that it's just really a refract, it's just really like refracting of the light, which is just a oneness of light that's now the prism is being seen because of the way it's shining down.
Ah, he means that, okay.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's down because it looks like. If what he means mitzad kesher shel lemala, that it looks like an arch, like.
So therefore what?
So it goes over everything.
I think that maybe is more than that. Yeah. Shemalu ha'achdus ha'amitis. Which is showing the mile of the Achdus Amitis. They have no shaykhis to it. They have no shaykhis to it. Okay, we can start with the next ice anyway, because it's going to be a little bit longer ice. It will take more than one chair anyway. Ice Gimel. Hakara b'nefesh ha'adam. The Hakara, recognizing the nefesh ha'adam ki hi achas v'lo shtayim, that the nefesh is one and not two. Hi ha'yesoid l'tikun amidis. It's the yisoid for tikkun amidus. Umibalade zeh, without this, e efshir lagia l'tikkun amidus b'miluah mivishleimusam. It's impossible to come to tikkun amidus in full and in shleimus. Dine anu roin l'mashal b'achzarius. We see l'mashal when it comes to cruelty. Loi nimtze b'shum pam she'adam yis'achzer l'atzmoy al echad me'evarv. We'll never find that a person will be cruel to himself or one of his Evarim. Vafila, a normal person, Vafila etzba ktana shebaraglai, and even on his tiny toe, even on the small toe on the foot, he's not even the most insignificant, so, until it gets hurt, a person thinks it's insignificant, there's no such thing. A person's not mitachzer, a person's not cruel to himself. But as opposed to that, anuroyim shemitzad ateva mitachzer kol echad azulosay. That mitzad ateva, it's a natural thing that people are cruel to others. Teva, there's a natural tendency of people to be cruel to others. Yeah, that was like the aside of William Golding, right? The one that wrote the Lord of the Flies, right? After the Holocaust, right? That was what he took out of that, which basically is trying to give over. Ki etz leva adam ra min uruv. That you put a bunch of, the storyline there was a bunch of high class kids from high class families in England, put them on an island, they're also going to end up looking like Nazis. I don't know if any of you have seen or heard the book, read the book, whatever. That was like, right. Yeah, but it was also a high school required reading, right? So, but the point is that what you see over there, and that's really something that you see, that there's a certain natural coolness. Even kids, right? They enjoy bothering other kids. It's like a certain natural thing in the, okay, it might come from the Yetzer, Leva, Adam, Ram, and Uruv, but there's a certain Achzarius in a person,
depends how many boys you have in the house.
Yeah, girls can be sometimes crueler. Okay, so v'nidrash lo'ore b'kirboy, so it becomes necessary to stir up inside of him es midas rachmanos, the midah of rachmanos, of mercy, kedei lahashkit his achzurus, in order to quiet the cruelty. In other words, you also have Rachmanis in you. Yeah, a person also has a natural Rachmanis. But there's also he also has a mid of Achzarius. So the work that has to be done then is to be magbir, to overpower the mid of Rachmanis, let it overpower the mid of cruelty. We spoke about it last week also, that's the overall tendency, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't have a certain push and a certain chifa and a certain yetzahara also for the bad. That's what's so important over here, is understanding that we have an overall general, like I said, nobody says
that's why the guy deserves to be hit in the head, don't worry.
Exactly. We rationalize things because we need to rationalize it, because overall we are good beings and we want to be good, so we'll rationalize that. When we give into that darker side of ourselves, we'll rationalize why not. That was important to do.
But here it sounds like he's not just there because me desa achmonis, that's like the hard
any time that a person has a certain feeling for Achzarius, so he's got to use the Rachmanis in order to be Mizgaber over it. That's all.
Right.
Sometimes it's like things that just make no sense. Someone is impulsive. It's certainly just stick out the foot to trip the kid. I just was curious to see what it looked like. He was flying. Not because he has anything against the guy, not because it's bad. Just funny to see the guy fall. That's just Achzarius. It's like you have to think twice to hold it. What are you doing?
No, but what I'm mixed up is what's the yisoid? The yisoid is the rachmanis, or the yisoid is the achzaris? It sounds.
We have all the midas in us. We have the whole rainbow in us, right? But the overall person is good. The overall person is good. We have a complexity of midas. The mid of Achzarius is also important. The mid of Achzarius is very important. We couldn't be Mekayim Mechemes Amalek without it. Could be Mekayim Mechemes Shivas Amin. We need to have Achzarius on the Rishon at times. So it's also a good midah. It's also part of the midas toivis of a person when it's used properly. all midas are midas tovus. What makes them tovus if they're used properly? If you have rachmanus on a rasha, so it's a mid, it's achzoris. That's what the Gemara says, right? I'm rachem a rasha. That's achzori. So he has to. So the person would have to now use b'ma'orin him the midas harachmanus to quiet the cruelty. From this we learn what he's saying. It's a double-sided coin over here. It's miteva the world to be misachser on what is outside of him, on the other, and to be mative with himself. Even like that dogma, yeah? A guy wants to see how it looks when he trips his friend, you know. He's being mative with himself. He likes to have a good time. He likes, like, it's like a science experiment. You like to see how a guy goes flying. I'm curious how many meters will this guy go flying? Like, what's going to look like? He's being mative with himself. He's not doing it because he wants to hurt the other guy. He's just doing it because it's enjoyable. It's a hot tub with himself. But you see from here that that's what Rabbi Yaakov is saying, is there's a teva the oilam to misachzer on what's outside of you, and the other, and to be mative with yourself. Val Kain, and therefore, calls man, sheyetsuyer la'ada metzias chaveir la'metzias ulasa. This is a very, very, very important. Huh? With ani Hashem. Yeah. With imani kain akolkan. Imani kain akolkan. So he says like this. Al Kain calls man, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says the same thing in Chelik Beis. Same exact. Therefore, calls man as long as you see the metzias of your friend as the metzias of another, he's not you. As long as you see him, perceive him as someone else, lo yitachin sheitiachesi ma b'midas tovus v'yisharis. It's not shayich for you to act with him with midas tovus and straight correct midas. Even if you habituate yourself like with this, in other words, even if you somehow are margul yourself, whatever way you do it, you're margul yourself, you habituate yourself, yes, to act with him properly. You can't be sure. There's no security over here. That this will be a kinyan muchlat, an absolute kinyan in midas. But however, it really is so. Sha'ikr ba'avoydus hamidus, the ikr in avoydus hamidus, lahakir ba'achtos ha'nefashos, is to be makir in the unity of the nefashos, she'bi yisoidam imuchados bi'ichud gomor, that in their yisoid, their mu'uchad, they're united with a complete unity. Ki oz nimtza liyois min animna lis'achzi al chaveiroi. Ki chaveiroi hu vuhu chaveiroi. Because once you understand, he's taking this to another step, another level here. First we spoke about within the person himself that the nefesh is one, but he's saying more than that. The nefesh is one on a universal level. The nefesh ha'adam is one on the right, is on a universal level. All of our nefeshes, all of the nefeshes of Klal Yisrael are one. So what's that? So once you chap that you and your friend share the same nefesh, kol klal Yisrael vayichan Yisrael ki'ish echad b'lev echad with nefesh echad. Once a person has at kama that the person puts that into himself, now he becomes less and less. It becomes impossible ultimately to do something bad, to be mitachzer or to treat improperly the next person. It's all the midas rois and the acting bad with someone else or doing wrong to another person is all based on seeing him as outside of you, because to yourself you can't do something bad. It's not shy. You can't do it.
After ever come off, and a new takes on a new meaning. That's what I mean. That's the only way to be out of the rich. The avas comes from how you're latzmacha. You have to down your friend, come over.
Right.
That's the thing that the Ikra Baris means.
Right. So the thing, this is the site of the of this the site of fixing up our midas, is to understand the oneness of our nefesh and then the oneness of all nefeshes ba'atzim of Klal Yisrael. And that's the site. That's the site for tikkun midas. There's more to speak about, but we ran out of time here, so we'll have to leave it. Bez Hashem. This also is very, very chashuv. We'll do it next week, Bez Hashem. Achayvus Halavavus. In the beginning, I think I mentioned it last week. I didn't remember, but on Shabbos, and I remembered where it was. Avodas Elokim, where he says that the teva of a person is that all the chesed that a person does is always for himself. So this works. We're going to see with Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. So yeah, and that's the avodah. Is to make everyone yourself. Next time, good luck.